our Detroit some vital information. We want you to take this, and as I always tell you, if it's not for you, if it's not for you, you know who it's for. This is some deep, critical, neighborhood, house-saving information. Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabree has joined us. Eric, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mason. Good morning, Angie. How you doing?
Good morning. We good.
Boy, oh boy, welcome to spring, because you bring in some good things. Tell Detroit what you have on your agenda.
Well, what we have on the agenda right now is trying to help people avoid property tax foreclosure. And the way that people can avoid property tax foreclosure is to get into a payment agreement or pay their taxes, 2019 taxes and prior, before March 31st. That's the critical date. That's the deadline coming up. And also, there's a really interesting program that's available to help homeowners get money that to help pay their back taxes, and that is the Michigan Homeowner Assistance Fund. And that program was launched on February 14th. You can apply for it by dialing 211 and or going to michigan.gov/MIHAF. That's Michigan Homeowner Assistance Fund. Now, to be eligible for that program, you have to be an owner-occupant. You have to own the home, live in the home. You have to have suffered some type of hardship after January 21st, 2020, related to COVID. You don't have to have had COVID yourself, but you could have had a decrease in your income or increase in your expenses because of COVID. And also, you have to be within 150% of the area median income, which in Wayne County is about $96,000 a year for a family of two. So those are the eligibility requirements. Anyone who applies for this program, an owner-occupant, they will be removed from foreclosure cycle. They will be withheld from foreclosure this year. So it's really important. If you can't pay on time, enroll in this program, let us know, contact our office, and we will know that you're in the program. Your property will not get foreclosed. So that's critical.
Eric Sabree, the Wayne County Treasurer. Angie Starr has a question.
It's not really a question. It's just something I just want to say to you, Eric. I really appreciate your passion for wanting to help people. Being the Wayne County Treasurer, to me, every time I hear your voice, it's with passion to give somebody a solution how they can take care of their taxes. Not to say you need to pay, but you try to help. So thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, I got a call. I'm going to tell you this. This is really important. I got a text message from a taxpayer. She's in the house. She sent me a picture for herself in the hospital with oxygen, getting oxygen, you know. And she sent me a text and said, please call me. I want to save my property. So I called her. She could barely talk. She told me her situation. And I said, look, we have a policy, a hardship policy, and the law allows us to give an extension for a year for anyone that has a hardship, which it could be your mental health, physical health, could be that you lost your job, you have no income. So you're just letting us know we can help the taxpayers. We just want to let people, you have to reach out to us, let us know what's going on.
All right, Eric, let's do those dates again. First, they must reach out to you by the 31st of March, right?
Exactly, March 31st. And then they can contact us either calling us at 313-224-5990. That's 313-224-5990. Or you can email us at taxinfo@waynecounty.com. We also have a Zoom call every Wednesday now. We're going to do it every week. We used to do it once a month. Every Wednesday at 6 o'clock is a Zoom call. Go to our website, treasurer.waynecounty.com. treasurer.waynecounty.com. And you'll get the information on the information on the Zoom call. The link will be there. And you can ask questions, put them in the chat. We have staff on the call to answer your questions so we can accommodate more people. Because of COVID, we can't have crowds in the office like we used to. So we're reaching out different ways and even knocking on doors, Mason. So I'll tell you.
Excellent work, Eric. Eric Sabree, Wayne County Treasurer.
Hey, Mason, before you go, I got to tell you this. I was at the Lakers game when, you know, Grant got hit by LeBron, your elbow by LeBron. I was at that game. And I want to tell you, man, I commend you for how you kept the crowd out of, under control. Because had it not been for you, I think the situation would have gotten totally out of control.
Man, that's very nice, Eric. I appreciate that, man.
You had it under control, Mason. I'm telling you, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We all Detroit. We all Detroit for Detroit.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Eric, for all you do, man. This is great information. We'll continue to pass it along with numbers and dates.
Okay, thanks, Angie. Take care.
Bless you. Thank you.